Now, I know you can see physical changes to the Seattle area. You see more cars on the roads. You see more cranes in the sky. What about the changes we can hear? Seattle writer Knute Berger hears one of those changes in the way people are talking about Puget Sound. He hears people sticking a definite article where it does not belong by calling it the Puget Sound.
You hear it a lot on radio, commercials, TV, but also in conversation and occasionally in print, too.
And what's wrong with saying the Puget Sound?
It just sounds wrong. It just sounds wrong. I mean, you talk about the Chesapeake. Everybody kind of gets that. You talk about the sound.
We say the Columbia River. What's the difference?
Rivers get the. But certain things don't get the. Puget Sound is one of them. Other sounds, Howe Sound. I mean, there are other Long Island Sound. Nobody says the Long Island Sound. For some reason, certain water features are exempt from the.
So sounds don't get the for reasons that you don't know, and why do you care?
Why do I care? It's like when people say Pike's Market.
Right.
You know, it just grates. It's the audio equivalent of like a fingernails on blackboard. So I actually, this thing had been annoying me for some time. I'd occasionally complain to somebody like, oh, no, it's Puget Sound, not the Puget Sound. So I actually tried to dig into the history of what we called Puget Sound. And it turned out, you know, be kind of interesting. I mean, when Captain George Vancouver came here, he named the body of water out there after one of his crewmen who had done a lot of the exploration. And he called it Puget's Sound. So with the possessive
apostrophe S.
Yes, apostrophe S. And that occasionally showed up in the 19th century. You'd see occasional references. And I'm going through like online databases and stuff of frontier newspapers in the 19th century. There were a few early references to the Puget Sound, usually in national newspapers in the very kind of the 1840s, that kind of thing. But people here have always said Puget Sound without the from the very beginning, from early settlement on.
Well, for being consistent, what did the first people living here call it before Vancouver and Puget?
Well, yeah, it didn't have a name. It wasn't named.
Oh.
Harvey Manning, many years ago, the outdoor writer, once proposed changing the name to Wolge, which was apparently the Lachute seed word for sea or salt water. And he didn't propose the Wolge. But we do say the Salish Sea. You know, people tend to put the there. Seas tend to get thes. The Mediterranean.
Okay, but you are a very thoughtful man. I know this about you. You say it, well, it just kind of bugs me. But does it say more? Why does it matter?
Well, there are two things. One is that, and I've talked to professors about this, the word the is disappearing from English. And they can demonstrate with computers and whatnot, analysis of linguistics, and not only English, but French, German, Spanish, other European languages. We don't use the word the as much as we used to.
Because of texting?
Nobody knows exactly why. And it's actually the word the actually tends to represent something that's kind of goofy and like the Google.
Right.
Or I was
the internets.
Exactly. Yeah. I was on I went to a Patti Smith concert and she talked about, you know, kind of jokingly about being on the YouTube.
Right.
So the use of the word the in certain contexts is actually seen as kind of clueless, etc.
Old.
Then the other use of the word the that you see more of that didn't used to exist on commercial radio, references to highways. And in California.
Like the 405. Yeah, I lived in California.
Right, California.
People say the 405.
The 405, the 520, 5. That kind of thing. Up here, it was never that. It was always 520,
yep.
5.
Yep.
And in California, they also have the in front of a bunch of highway names like El Camino, the Nimitz, the Embarcadero,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Well, I think the California influence in broadcasting has brought the to our highway references. Because now you hear the 5, the 520.
I have heard that more.
The 405.
Yeah.
You're hearing more of that.
So that's why it bugs you. It's Californians.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and then you see it's now sneaking into area codes. So on radio call-in yes. shows, they always say, well, the 206 says.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
The 425. Yeah.
So I think it's a California-ism, kind of anachronistic California-ism that kind of came in through broadcasting. And then one reason, you know, it runs counter to the sort of greater trends is that language tends to simplify itself over time. So words tend to be shed. I talked to a professor up in Canada who was telling me, for example, that Broadway in New York was originally called The Broadway. And then it became Broadway, and then it became one word, Broadway. So that's usually what happens. But we're kind of running counter to that.
Bigger picture, though, Knut, as you know, words change.
Yes.
Things, see, as you write, as you wrote in your columns, Seattle was New York Alki, which we now say Alki, and then it was Duomps, and then it was Seattle. So, again, I say, what if the Puget Sound becomes correct? Because that's what people say. So what?
Well, you're right. I mean, so what? It's like the changing language, changing names. It's all part of the thing. The question is sort of what significance does it have? I suspect it's due to certain influences, but you know, we'd need some kind of grant to go out and actually study it. And so all I have to go on my basis now is I am noting, maybe I'm a canary in a coal mine. Mm. I'm noting a change. I don't know what that change means. Most people probably don't care. Although I got a ton of mail.
People do care.
The Puget Sound, it really bugs people.
What have people been saying to you?
Most people are in agreement. You know, that really bugs me too. And then people will talk about the other things that bug them. Pike's Market, you know, is kind of high on the list.
You know what you sound like? A mossback.
Shocking.
Seattle's own mossback there, Knut Berger, writer for Crosscut, telling you to quit it. Stop saying the Puget Sound. It's fun to tell other people what to say, so let's do that on the Facebook right now. Facebook, KUOW Public Radio. Converse about what you want people to know when they talk about the place where we all live.